think you would have seen the, I think had he not been implicated in this milk thing, and had he put his full weight behind, let's say, Granberry, I think you'd have seen some change in that campaign this fall. I think you'd have seen more financial support, more organizational support. Because I think Connally would have swung it, just like he did for Nixon. I don't think people who follow John Connally, I don't think, cared that much about the party. They were more interested in Connally's leadership and what he was trying to accomplish. And that's why I think they would have supported or at least most of them probably would have supported Granberry had Connally not been implicated in the milk situation.
Do you think he would have also brought in a number of other people, you know, as candidates, or just sort of thing?
Oh, I think some. That's hard to say as far as candidates are concerned. Been speculation in the past that a number of conservative Democrats would change parties. I mean, office holders.
Right.
I think you know any incumbent politician looks at it a little differently. You know, he looks at his real whole card to see, you know, whether or not he thinks he can win on that ticket or not. That sort of thing. So I wouldn't even speculate on how many. Might have crossed the line, but again, back to the kind of support he could muster behind Nixon in 72, I think he could have, maybe not that strong for somebody like Granberry, because Granberry was challenging an incumbent Democrat. That's a different ballgame than an incumbent president, obviously, but I still think a lot of people would have followed Connally. You know, I really do. I mean, a lot of conservative Democrats.
How do you view the effect of the lack of party registration in Texas in terms of the Republican Party?
I don't really have anything to gauge it by. It's not being active in other states. It's just hard for me to say. The things I mentioned to you earlier, the things that I feel are the worst barriers to Republican growth, more so than you know, registration. Because I feel like as long as the Republican Party is strong enough to be a vehicle in most communities and states, put people up for public office and still win your share of elections, if you can get, you know, a couple of these ground rules changed, I think those are very important. But I really don't know about the registration. I don't have any strong feelings about it.
Do you have anything else?
I don't think so. What have I missed?
I really don't know. I'm not much of a historian. if there are any election years you want to try to retrace, I just have to do it by sketching. I suggest you all talk to Dave Shapiro about liberal Democrats, because I think that's very significant.
Is there a report?
We should head that on there. You say this was a poll run in the Houston Chronicle. The day of the assassination?
It appeared the morning of the assassination.
And it showed Johnson at an all-time low.
In the state of Texas, that's correct.
And that he was actually a negative factor.
As I recall the survey, Johnson was considered a negative factor for the Kennedy.
You recall why? This was before, what could, you know, before the passage of the 64 Civil Rights Act, so... It presumably was not racial.
No, I don't believe it was. But I'm trying to remember now what it might have been. Bear in mind, the Kennedy-Johnson ticket had won Texas by a very close margin in 1960 anyway. And I was trying to remember, other than the Cuban Missile Crisis, I can't remember a very dramatic event between the 60 election and this survey, but I do recall the survey showing Johnson at his all-time lowest ebb in Texas, and that Goldwater was considered, was projected on the survey to be leading Kennedy. And and this was in the early editions of the Chronicle, on Houston Chronicle, November 22nd, 1963, and then it was jerked from the subsequent editions as the news came in of the assassination in Dallas.
Relevant Texas politics.
You're asking me.
So how long were the effects of that assassination felt in Texas politics?
Well, as far as directly felt at the polls and elections, I think 64, of course, was the dramatic impact. And I think by 66, the impact was lessened, and maybe it wasn't too much effect at all. So I'd say 64, very, very definitely, obviously, but I couldn't say past that.
What's your assessment of Lloyd Benson?
I personally think he's a very adroit politician. He was, I grew up in South Texas, and he was our congressman when I was a young fella down in Florida State, and he was always did his homework and was so strong that no one took him on in either party, as I recall. I do think he's a very adroit politician. If you have any specific questions, I'll try to answer.
What sort of a president do you think he'd be?
Is he really seriously considered within the state as presidential material?
Well, that's a hard question for me to answer because I'm not active in the Democratic circles. The one major newspaper in this state seemed to give him quite a bit of attention and play. That's the Dallas Morning News, which is an important newspaper politically. They seem to be behind him.
That's the L.A. Times paper now?
No. The L.A. Times bought the Dallas Times Herald. Dallas Morning News is owned by a small group of people there in Dallas. I don't know. I just I feel like Benson's got at least a fair chance, simply because it doesn't seem to me like any of the other Democratic candidates have that kind of lead or anything. And with Mondale out of the picture, I don't know. It seemed like Benson might have a chance. I just don't know. But he'll be in the awkward position, as you know, of having to probably run both for the U.S. Senate and the President simultaneously.
And the Democratic primary for the Senate would precede, when is that held, in the spring?
Yeah. Starts in the winter, the filing deadline is the first week in February, and then the election's in May, first primary. Not that he necessarily will have strong opposition. He might in the primary, who knows? Too far ahead to say, but he'll be up for re-election in the Senate the same year as the next presidential election.
Thank you. This is Jack Bass in 242, and I have no lights in my room.
That's correct.
Electricity's out.